one. Hey, Ahmed Bays. About 10 lines down. It says, Amamar. So this is a quote from the Brisa. Okay? It says, Lo ta'acha l'shalmo. You shouldn't be late to pay it. We're talking about, right, the things that you said you were going to bring, you should pay it on time. Who? So it says, l'shalmo. It means it's your over if you're late. V'lo chalufav. But not it's chalufav. So what is it's chalufav? That's what we're going to say. Chalufi mai. So what's the word chalufi mean? So chalufi over here can sometimes mean it's a substitute. Yeah? Or, that's the general, or it can also mean a counterpart. Okay? One of the other, we're going to see, it depends on the chat over here. Okay? So chalufi mai, so what is this chalufi? So, I chalufi oila ushlamim. If you want to say it's chalufi oila ushlamim, mikra of karvi, you would sacrifice them, and it would be over bal ta'acha. So let's look over here. So I had a case over here on this picture, this diagram over here. So on the far right of the first one with a guy, the one who doesn't smoke, yeah, he's called Mr. Noida Oila. So Mr. Noida Oila, yeah, he says, in order to make an Oila, you say the following, you say, Hare Alai Oila. Okay? So then he's obligated to bring an Oila. And he's got a year to bring it. Okay, well, whatever the baltachar is. So he goes to the store, buys himself an ola, okay, a sheep, yeah, and the sheep he has over there in his field, the sheep escapes, yeah, and so fine. So he's got to, if you say hooray alai ola, he has to bring another ola because he obligated himself, so he's got to give an ola. So he goes back to the store, he gets a second sheep now, and he takes it to the base of the mikdash, to the Mizbeach, it does it, and fine, his Yotzi, his Neda, his Oila, or his Shlomim, if we Shlomim, and then he finds his first sheep. Okay? And now he's found his first sheep over here, so what are you gonna do with it? So what you do is, here's an Oila, you would have to take it to the bit, you would bring it as an Oila. Right? And, so there, we're gonna say over here, this applies to Baal Ta'acha, we're going to say that. So let's just look in that. He goes to the right. We'll just read this in now. Okay. It says, lost my place. So, I halufi oila ushlamim. Ushlamim will be say, haray alai shlamim. Right? Mikrov karvi. When you found the one, the original one, you would have to sacrifice it. And therefore, if you would have to sacrifice it, it would also fall under the category of Baal Ta'acha. Baal Ta'acha would apply to it. Right? So we're trying to say that the chalufim doesn't apply to it. So that can't be the pshat in the braisa, because Baal Ta'acha does apply to this sheep. So, I chalufi chatas, as the Gemara says, if it's chalufi chatas, yeah, Lamiso Asla, a chalufi chatas would go to death. You cannot sacrifice it. That's one of the halacha called the chamesh chatois hamesois. So these five different variations of chatois that you get left over with, that they have to die. You can't do anything with them. They just, asla lamisa. They go to lamisa. For example, somebody, a tamuras chatas, or a different kind of chatas, or a chatas that you got a kapora. We'll see. So let's go on this picture, right? So back to the same picture. The guy who's smoking. So the guy who's smoking over here, it's called Mr. Chayva Chatas, and he's smoked a cigarette and he realized, oops, it's Shabbos. Yeah, so he has to bring a Chatas. So he goes, same thing, goes by the sheep, he loses his first sheep, yeah, and he buys another one, yeah, and then he sacrifices it, he gets atonement, he's got kapora, yeah, and then he finds the original sheep, and so now just as I explained, so there, that's where I said of the, he goes to the left, he's a chatas goes to the Misa. So you can't do anything with that korban. So the Baal Ta'acha doesn't apply because you can't even bring it. Right? So basically we haven't got an option. If it's either a chatas or a oila or shlomim, none of either Baal Ta'acha does apply to it, to the second, the counterpart, let's put the counterpart, or it doesn't apply because it goes to death. So we haven't found the answer what's pshat in this braisa. So carrying on. So, Ella.
Is that the same as the Pesach?
Yeah.
You said that the shopping, you don't think it's the one you lose in this.
Well, no, that Baal Ta'achar does apply to that.
What?
Yeah, we're trying to find a case that it applies to. There's two korbanos, right? There's the korban and the counterparts, right? So we're saying Baal Ta'achar applies to the korban, but not to the counterpart. So what is the case of the counterpart that Baal Ta'achar doesn't apply to? Right, we've got this drasha. It said, right, the shalmoi, right? You shouldn't be late to pay it. So Baal Ta'achar applies to it and not something else. What's the not something else that it doesn't apply to? So that's what we're trying to find. Who is this that Baal Ta'achar does not apply to? So we said, so
in the homily just now, you said that the shlomim.
So if it's shlomim, it would apply to it. The counterpart shlomim would apply to. So we're trying to find something that it doesn't apply to. Yeah? And at the Khatas, if it sure doesn't apply to it, we don't need a posit. Certain things are just like elementary. So you don't need a posit to tell you that. Yeah? Basically, the point of Baal Ta'achar means, when you say don't be late, it means you have an opportunity to be on time, right? And don't be late, right? So with a khatas, the one that goes to death, it's not in your hands. You know, it's just, you're not being late, not bringing it. You can't bring it. It means you potentially could bring it, yeah? And then you didn't bring it. So an ola, the second ola, or shlomim, you would have to bring it. Right? So therefore, Baal Ta'achar would apply. And if it's a khatas, yeah, a leftover khatas, you can't bring it, so you never had the ability to bring it, so you can't be over it. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Let's turn. Hopefully we'll click it. Okay. Fine. Next one. Chalufi. So what is it? Okay. So Elamai Chalufi. What are Chalufa? What's this Chalufa of? So third, right, it's Chalufi Toida. We're talking about a Chalufi Toida over here. Right, what's a Chalufi Toida? So this gets a little bit more, it's really the same scenario. So this picture over here, it's got, on the top right, it says, the Mr. Go-Free. So Mr. Go-Free got out of jail, and one of the reasons, if you get out of jail, you've got to bring a Toida. Right, it was, obviously he wasn't guilty, he was convicted. Anyway, he got out, he thanks Hashem, goes to the store, buys a korban, and he has to bring a korban Toda. Okay, so the same thing. He buys a korban. Now, with a toda, additionally, you have to buy 40 loaves. When you bring a toda offering, you bring a sheep and 40 loaves. So he buys 40 loaves, a bit more expensive. And, his sheep escapes. So he goes and buys another one. So the halacha is now, right, a chalufi toda, you don't bring loaves with. Okay? You only bring loaves on the original, or the toda that you actually bring. Yeah, but the second toda you won't bring loaves to. Okay? So what would happen, yeah? Let's say, so this was slightly different over here. He didn't actually sacrifice it. Whilst he still had one sheep by him, right? Is the second one. He suddenly finds the first one. So now he has two sheep. Right? I got lazy over here with the drawing. He got stood to the back of the sheep, but there's two sheep over here. Okay, so he's got two sheep over here. So what would you do if you had two sheep over here and he's got 40 loaves? So what would you do, you would basically bring both of them, yeah, and say whichever one's the real toda, these loaves are for it. Yeah, and that's what you do. And then you sacrifice it and everything will be fine. But the problem is, one of them died. And now one of them died, so you don't know which one died. Was it the real toda that died? Or was it the substitute toda who died? Okay, so you don't know. So over there, the Gemara is going to say, in a similar case with Tamura, that you can't bring the loaves, and you can't bring the korban, and so whatever. So let's see that. Okay. So.
What is the RIP? Rest in peace. Rest in peace. We shall index price.
Yeah. I didn't want us to put that for a sheep, though. Okay. Okay. So now. So we say, Elamai is chalufi toida. Okay. And now we're going to say, and this is basically the case that we're going to mention is the same as a chalufi toida as well, which is Tamura was basically like exactly the same. The question, the only reason he got two sheep was because he said he did Tamura. It's an osa to, you're not allowed, if you a person made a korban, yeah, you're not actually supposed to switch it for another one. Hooray, zoo, tachazoo. But this person did, and he ended up with two korbanos. This is the last picture. And, the same scenario, basically. So let's read it. Yeah, the Tani Rebbe Chia. Rebbe Chia has a braisa. Toida shinis arva b'tumurasa. So the toida got mixed with its tumurasa. So that was the original toida, And Tumarasa is the one he swapped with the second one. Yeah. Umesa achas mehen, which one of them died. Okay. Chaverta ein la tekona. The remaining one, its counterpart, you cannot fix it. Basically, you can't do anything with it. That's the end of the braisa. So we're going to speak out why there's no resolution to this. Okay. Heichi le'evid. How are we going to proceed? Yeah. How are we going to do it? Likrava, if you sacrifice the remaining sheep, yeah? Velikriv, and you should also sacrifice lechem, bring the 40 loaves, bahada, with it, yeah? Perhaps, Dilma, Tamurahi, perhaps this animal over here is not the real Toda, it's the Tamura. It's the substitute. Okay, and you're not supposed to bring loaves with the substitute. Okay, so that's not an option. So you can't bring the loaves and the sheep together. So if you're going to suggest like this, likrava, so sacrifice the sheep below lechem, without the lechem. Okay, dilma toidehu. Perhaps, yeah, this is the toda, the real toda, and you should have brought the lechem with it. So therefore, and you're not, so you can't do anything, you're stuck, right? You can't bring it with the bread, and you can't bring it without the bread. So comes along the Torah, and it says, L'shalmoi, right? This case, you're not over Baal Ta'achah, and this, with this leftover sheep. You're not over it. Says the Gemara, though, that was it about Kasha. Ha, kivan dolav bas hakrova. Seeing as you are not allowed to sacrifice it, he, right? Kra, l'muti, lameli. Why do we need a posuk to tell you did not transgress? Like the principle we said before, you're only over if you potentially could have brought it and you didn't. You were late, right? So if you're late, yeah, but over here, this is beyond his control. He can do anything about it. He can bring it. So why does the Torah have to tell you not over Baal Ta'achah? So that's not Peshat. Okay. Fourth attempt. This is it. So Amar Rav Sheshes, says Rav Sheshes. Le'olam, really, it's Lemuti. This is the case that you're not over. Halufi Oila Ushlamim. We're back to the Oila and Shlamim. Okay, but a different case over here. Okay, and what's the case? So someone said Hare Alai Shlamim. Okay, or Hare Alai Oila. Vahakabayaskiran, this is the case. Kagoin Shaovru Alab Shnei Regolim. This guy likes to leave things to the last minute. Okay? And there were two Regolim have passed, and he's got this Shlamim, the sheep in the field. Okay, but the thing is, then it got a mum. So now, since it's got a mum, right, a blemish, you can't bring that to the base of Mikdash, right? There's no pictures for this one. You can't bring that to the base of Mikdash. So what do? You have to be paid at it. The chiloloi, and you redeemed it. Al-acha, you took a second sheep, and you took the kedusha from one, yeah, from the original one, and put it on the other. This you're allowed to do, right? And this was what you should do. So basically, he has now his substitute shlomim over here now, and it's already two regal and passed. V'ovor regal echod, and then there was one more regal. So altogether, from when he first separated the first one till the last one, now it's three regalim. Yeah, selka daitach amina. You may have thought to say, yeah, hoil since omikorach kama, from the power of the first initial sheep. Yeah, ka'osi, it came. It's kaman, it's as if, to avru, that it passed upon it, a love, shalosh regolim, domi, like three regolim went. So you may think over here, because this clock started when he brought the first one, and basically he joined them together. So collectively, he's over three regolim, he didn't bring it. Kamash Malan is not.
He starts again
from the new one. Yeah, you've got another 3 months from, yeah, exactly. So great, but beautiful. So that is Peshat, that's correct. And now, just a question, just finish it off now. But Ulla Rebbe Meir, this is not going to work for Rebbe Meir, because Rebbe Meir, you've only got one regal. Right? Ulla Rebbe Meir, to Omar, Kivan Sh'over Alav Regal Echad, as soon as it's passed on in one regal, it's already over Baal Ta'achah. So how is he going to use this posuk? Yeah? Over Baal Ta'achah, Ma'ika L'meima, what are you going to say? So we don't know Peshat in the Brayso, according to Rebbe Meir.
What about the one that says, on the Sukkos?
So that would be also, that would be fine, because Sukkos, you can have the other regal as well before. It just means Sukkos is the one that, yeah. So anyway, Amar Rav's got an answer though, so okay. Amar Rav, And here what we're dealing with is kagoin shehumum. It got its mum. Besoicha regel. On the regel itself. On like day two, three or whatever. And then in the middle of the regel, the chilalo, he redeemed it. Yeah. And then the regel finished the 7 days of the regel end. Let's say it was Pesach and got to day eight. Okay. Also here, you may think, yeah. Since it came from the first one, so you may start counting from the beginning of the regel, the first 3 days of the first korban. Yeah, and also the last days of the last sheaf, commander of a kule regel. It's like as if they passed him the all of the regel, domi, it's like, kamash malan, not. No, it has to be one animal that goes through the whole regel, according to Rebbe Meir.
Meaning, if it was
face
up, you would then at the end of the shurus, so.
No. Pesach means you're only over, basically, if you had one animal and you had all, it went through Pesach and you didn't bring it.
Otherwise, there's no half.
Because if it would just be, be half by animal one and half by animal two, it'd not be over. Kamash Malan is not over Baltacha in this case. It's the same thing as well, though. He would have it for one regal and didn't bring it, and then he'd get a mum, and then, same thing. Basically means that it has to be one animal that passed the whole time frame. And then he's transgressed, but you can't add up. You can't say he does the first half and he does the second half. The same would apply to everybody. Okay, we'll stop there.